This is Passport to Texas. With its habitat ravaged by wildfires, the future seems bleak for the endangered Houston toad. But this Lost Pines local has a friend in Professor Mike Forstner from Texas State.
My students, myself, and a large group of collaborators do significant ecological restoration, habitat recovery, particularly focused with landowners in Bastrop.
Before the fires, toad populations were stable due to landowners conserving their habitat. Now it could take 40 years before the land recovers.
In 2006 and 2007, we began a head starting program that included a captive assurance colony held at the Houston Zoo with additional individuals at Fort Worth, and we have better than 60% of the genetic diversity that we have detected in the wild in a decade represented in the captive colony.
Bastrop State Park, which took a big hit from the wildfires, is a significant study site for the toad, and the State Parks Division at Parks and Wildlife funds part of that study. Scattered pockets of Houston toad habitat exist and may receive captive bred animals, but work is needed to improve the genetic diversity of the species in these locales.
And we haven't developed a strategy that's been approved yet that will enable bolstering that genetic diversity and those populations. The core is getting the support of the landowners in those areas to become as engaged as the landowners in Bastrop currently are.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.